cross. We have emerged triumphant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious.
Good morning, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on the face of this very planet. Once again, we welcome you to Radio Biafra live transmission on this very day. Today's date, for those of you who do not know, remains the 31st day of March in the year of our Lord 2015, with the time here now standing at very close to 7 minutes past 8 a.m. in the morning. The same time in London, 7 minutes past the top of the hour, in any city, town, village, continent, country, where you may find yourself in, that is to indicate that we are live and that we are direct. We come to you every morning and every evening without fail, especially at this period that we must do what is right before heaven and before this very earth. This very period that we will continue to preach the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth, at a time when we must remain very resolute, very strong, fearless before our enemies, not retreating and not surrendering, making sure that what we intend to do, what we plan to do, what we have been sent to do, that we accomplish it, and that we do so knowing fully well that Chukwu Abiama is God in heaven. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you. Those of you in America, in Canada, in the Caribbean, those of you in Mexico, in the countries of the South American continent, we welcome you this very day. And as always, I will ask you to welcome those of them around you. Welcome those who have decided to embrace the truth. Welcome those of them who are not cynical. Go and even disseminate this very gospel to those of them who are potential enemies of freedom, of light, of truth, enemies of progress. They can also participate, because we do not discriminate, as what we preach here is good news intended for the salvation of the children of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama, that his will may finally be done here as it is in heaven. Therefore, in keeping with our tradition, in keeping with what we have sworn to do, we as always offer praise to Chukwu Abiama. We offer unadulterated praise. We offer adulation, adoration. We offer glory. We offer honor. We uplift his magnificent name. We ask him to come and become a part of our proceedings this morning, as he has always been, to allow his presence to manifest within us, to allow his word, which is truth and life, to be preached on this very platform, that mankind may know that Chukwu Abiama is the creation itself. Therefore, we pray as always that we don't recognize, we don't kneel, we don't bow, we don't worship any other thing. There is no ROC, no God of a white man that we follow. Here we follow the ancient God of the ancient peoples of the world, the Chukwu Abiama in heaven, the beginning and the end, the author and the finisher, the salvation itself, the truth and the honesty, the embodiment of everything that is beautiful about creation, the giver of life. Chukwu Abiama, you will accept our praise, our prayers, for we are not worthy, but you found us worthy, hence you called us, hence you determined that we should come. The enemies of your kingdom are gathering in far-flung places and near. The time has come for you to show that you ordained this very mission, that your children, the Biafrans, must be free. We call down your might from heaven. We call down your mercy. We call down your grace for you to come and manifest in the lives of men, that they may recognize as part of this very last miracle of yours that indeed nothing and nobody compares to thee. The armies of the world may gather. The conspirators against your children may congregate. They will conspire. They will plan, but they will always fail, because you are the protector of those who cannot protect themselves. For you have taught us to remain without fear in the presence of these enemies, to always speak the truth on this very platform, that humanity may know that truth pays, to help those who are unable to help themselves, and to do no wrong, that you may love us. These are the pledges we have made and the oath we have taken before your holy temple in Jerusalem, and we hold ourselves to it. You have been kind, you have been merciful, and we pray that you continue to show us the abundance of your mercy and your love now and forever. He said, my name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra all over this very planet, the commander of all her forces, in the same vein, the director of Radio Biafra. By the very special grace of heaven, I will now, tomorrow, and always for the rest of my life, remain a dedicated, loyal, absolute servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. As I am welcoming you now via CHK 97.6, as I will welcome you via satellite, for those of you listening via satellite, because Radio Biafra is also a satellite broadcaster. We are on satellite, for those who do not know. Seven satellites orbiting this very planet is transmitting our signal this very moment. We are also online at radiobiafra.co, tuning.com. We are on ipob.org. We are on indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. You can also receive us online with your mobile phone, your iPad, your Samsung tab, your laptop, and your mainframe computer. Anything you have that has internet access should be able to access Radio Biafra transmission this very morning as well. Therefore, if you go to rblworld.tv, we are there. If you go to biafratelevision.co, we are also there. So also are we on radioforest.net. If you have lost anything at all that you cannot follow, please go to Radio Biafra London on Facebook. Everything is there. Or you go to our website, radiobiafra.co. Not .com, .co. radiobiafra.co. If you go there, you will be able to find us. And as protocol demands on Radio Biafra, we will present our news headlines, accompanying news summary, then we open our lines. Once we open our lines, you will be at personal liberty to call Radio Biafra. Anything you say will be put through to the hearing of the rest of humanity, because right around this very planet, people are listening to Radio Biafra. People are embracing the truth. People are beginning to jettison and to abandon darkness in preference of light. People now embrace the truth instead of lies. People now understand that when they hear a warning from Radio Biafra, they must heed it. Because as we are speaking right now, Jonathan is in the process of losing the election, as we told him he will. And he will lose. There is no Jupiter that will save him because he doesn't listen. He does not listen. They must understand that the vultures are gathering. They want to devour everything, every contribution, every advancement we have brought to bear on the zoological republic, not through any fault of ours, but because those that went before us said we must be part of this damnable creation by the white man. The zoological republic is the habitation of monkeys and baboons who are infinitely incapable of reasoning. But here on Radio Biafra, we do all we can to ensure we continue to reason, to ensure that we bring light where there is darkness, to ensure the eradication of hopelessness, to make sure that apathy is replaced with hope, that our people have something to look forward to, that very kingdom that Yahweh prayed for is about to come in our lifetime, and it is going to be a miracle. That you may go and tell your children, that they in turn may tell their children, and they their children, for what Chukwu Abiyama did in our lifetime. Because as Chukwu Abiyama saved us from virulent jihadist Islam, when other areas of West Africa were being conquered by the Islamists, so do we call upon him now to save his children once again. He cannot do that very work nearly 300 years ago and then abandon us to a fate worse than those that would have prevailed had Islam prevailed in those times gone by. Chukwu Abiyama, you will come to our rescue. Chukwu Abiyama, you will come to our aid. You will restore us to our rightful inheritance, because we do not worship any other god apart from you. You will restore our inheritance because you are God. Because you are creation. We will go ahead this morning to present our news headlines and accompanying news summary, but I must remind everybody that when our lines open, the number to call or numbers to call remains 081-738-13596, 081-738-13596. We have another line as well, 090-215-07326, 090-215-07326 as well. We have an inquiry line. If you call this very line, you will give us any message, have answers to any questions, and also be given the appropriate and correct direction as to where you can get whatever help or information you are seeking in relation to this very work of heaven that we are doing here on this very earth. The number is 090-907-76589. This is our inquiry line. If you have anything to offer, anything to say, anything to contribute, anything to help us with, this is the number to call. 090-907-76589. We will also be on Skype and also on our universal line. For Skype, it is simply Radio Biafra. We are also on WhatsApp, and most of you have been keeping us company all this while. And we do gladly appreciate and wholeheartedly welcome your effort to give us the necessary and right information to continue this very work that we are doing. On Skype, we are on Radio Biafra, all one word, please, and in lower casing. Our Skype ID is Radio Biafra. Today is our Tweet Tuesday. Some of you have not tweeted. We are asking you to tweet. The United States Secretary of State and that of Britain, they have combined to try to preserve their creation. They are not God, but they are trying to preserve the zoological republic. Only Chukwu Abiama in heaven can create a nation. They can either allow a people to be conquered, or they allow them to emerge organically. That those are the only two ways through which a nation can emerge. Through brutal suppression and conquest, and through organic integration of course, I wouldn't say different cultures, because I would say similar cultures, traditions, customs, and way of life, to coalesce into an identification or characterization that can be easily described or ascertained as being that peculiar to people forming a nation. In this zoological republic called Nigeria, this is not a nation, it is not a country, it's a contraption built by the British to serve their purpose. They want Hausa to be in charge. And as Hausa is in charge, of course, they will continue to pillage. They will continue to loot. They will continue to kill. They will continue to amass ill-gotten wealth. These people will continue to spread Islam by force. As Buhari is coming in, so is Sharia coming in as well. You are finished. I told you so. You don't listen. I told Jonathan he never listened. Look at him today. Jonathan, they will say all of you got 25% in each state, but Buhari will win with about, say, 2 or 3 million votes. As simple as that. Write it down. They will say you did well in South, South, and Southeast. You got 25% in a few places, and that's it. Why would they say that? Because they want anybody they declare the winner, that's the end of it, and that is Buhari they will declare. Britain wants their Hausa beloved people to be in power. Because Britain thinks that Hausa people are so dumb and stupid, they can manipulate them. That is the brain of a white, of British. That is the way it works. There is no justice. There is no fairness. Britain has never ever supported the emergence of a Christian nation anywhere in the world. But the British people fought for Saudi Arabia to be free from the Ottoman Empire of Turkey. They fought for Bosnia-Herzegovina. I remember Paddy Ashdown, a one-time MP, coming to the House of Commons, tabling a motion calling for Britain to support Bosnia. Who are the Bosnians? Muslims. Britain will always support Albania and Kosovo. Why? They are Muslims. Britain, can you tell me any Christian country have ever supported? The answer is zero. They have never supported any Christian country in the whole world. Go and write it down. Go and research it. Britain, United Kingdom, they have never supported the emergence of any Christian country in the world. Go and check it. You know that you are listening to Radio Biafra. You are not listening to rubbish. This is the finest radio station on this very planet. If you come here, you learn. One thing is guaranteed. You come on Radio Biafra, you will understand the difference between light and darkness. That is why we are formidable. And why is it so? Because Chukwu Abiama gave us the glory and the honor to do so. To come and fearlessly speak the truth. Right now that Obama is a Muslim. Right now Obama is doing his best to give nuclear weapons to Iran. Obama is doing his best to impose an Islamist, a Sharia man, upon the hapless, hopeless, idiotic monkeys and baboons that call themselves Nigerians in this very hopeless enclave. The Zoological Republic. Obama wants a Muslim here. I warned Jonathan. I told Jonathan that the idiots you surround yourselves with are not educated enough to give you the sound advice. Those people you surround yourself with, they will abandon you. Look at all the Yorubas. They have, look at their statements and utterances. Oh, we are one Nigerians now. We must live in peace and harmony. It's only the Niger Delta militants who are remaining resolute. And we expect them to remain resolute. Because in Igbo land, the people, I don't know. You can see them now. Ndiyoshi, Ifajuna, Ndiyotia. You can see them. When everywhere is boiling, people are marshalling their forces to do battle. Where is Ohanaeze Atoro and Ibiribe? Where are they? They are nowhere to be found. That is what happens to people who are compromised. Has Ifajuna spoken? The answer is no. Because he has been compromised. That is how you know those who are deceitful. Those of them serving Nigeria claiming they are serving you. Death, mayhem, killings, shootings, violence everywhere. Some banks will not work today. People will not go to work today because they are anticipating the results of the election, because they know whoever wins, people will die. I called it the devil's alternative. It doesn't matter who wins, most of you will die. By the time they announce the result, in the next 24 hours following the announcement, some of you now listening will no longer be alive because you'll be dead. Welcome to the zoo. This is why this place is awful. This is why this place must be jettisoned by any right-thinking person. Britain, you came to Africa to create a country called Nigeria. Britain, will you allow anybody to come to your country to create a country? The answer is no. Why was this nonsensical contraption allowed to? Because black people are foolish. They accept any nonsense you impose on any rubbish. From today, your name is Golgotha. They will answer. And since only dogs are the things that you give names to and they bear, that means we are animals. Animals! Can you go to a white man's country in Europe and create a country and change their name? I'm asking you. Can you go to maybe Sweden and say to Ericsson or to Olaf from today, your name is Chinemerem? Do you know what they will do to you? Now, the question you need to be asking yourself as a black monkey is this. Why do I accept everything the white man dumps on me? Britain said they brought you King James Version of the Bible, of course, which is not original. Because the original Bible is the Torah. If you don't know, let me tell you. They brought you a collection of doctored, the off-rigged gospel written down to tell you that, behold, all things have passed away and now they are committing sin. They tell you that not being circumcised is fine. Then if not being circumcised is fine, how come that Abraham was circumcised at a very old age? How come Chukwu Abiyama said this is a covenant? You're telling me that God changes? That Chukwu Abiyama will say something and then change it? Criminals. They have come to your zoo, created a cage for you where you are now living in fear. Can you come outside to go to work? The answer is no. Why? You are afraid of results of elections. Where on earth does this type of nonsense happen if not in darkened, hopeless Africa? Black people are a disgrace. Disgrace somewhere on top of humanity. Disgrace. You see them, you think they are normal. They are not normal. They are wild beasts walking with two legs. Journalists made a meeting or had a meeting and decided on at the instigation of Britain and America, none of you should write about Biafra. People who claim that they are in search of the truth, they agreed. Only in Africa. If you try such nonsense anywhere in the Western world, as soon as the meeting is finishing, the journalists are telling the whole world what you told them. When I say white people are bad, I mean they are politicians, or some of them. Because I remember Tony Blair as a very good human being. Upon entering down in the street, he turned into a monster. I also remember George W. Bush Jr. as being labeled a monster, but he was the person that went into office in conjunction with our dear sister Condoleezza Rice, decided to offer useless African people a way out of the bondage that the British and the rest of the colonizing European countries put them under by formulating and articulating the Charter on the Rights of Indigenous People. Has Obama spoken about it? To set this continent free? The answer is no. It's to impose Islam on the people. To give nuclear weapon to Iraq. That is all that he wants to do. There are things you don't understand as a black person because sometimes your brain is not big enough to assimilate some of these things that we are saying. That is why you are black. That is why you are either a monkey or a baboon. They say we insult them, but why wouldn't? Do you have electricity where you are now? Do you have running water? Ebeno. Tap on Ababa, is it running? I don't mean borehole. For people who cannot reason. After using borehole, you go and contract typhoid that is of incurable nature. A strain you cannot cure. Because your borehole is beside a soakaway that has been contaminated and gone septic. Do you understand what we are saying? Do you know that the rule states that you must sink your borehole 3 miles away from the nearest source of possible contamination, be it a river or a septic tank, be it a soak away. Do you know that, Unumanko Ofuma? I'm not sure you do. Black in this UG. Incapable of reasoning. Incapable of articulation. Incapable of working their way out of any given difficult, complex situation. Jonathan did not listen. Some of you are blaming IPOB for boycott. It doesn't matter how you vote. They just wait. If you say that Jonathan got 4 million votes in Abia State, all they need to do is to wait and tell you that 5 million voted for Jonathan in Sokoto. What can you do? Nothing. We will now proceed. Of course, I miss Barrister Mamezu, please. I do miss the barrister immensely. I am not happy that the barrister is unable or has remained unable to join me. It is because there is no way that the barrister can get through to us, because the lines are always clogged up. And we have been thinking that the best way for us to do this is to make sure that we get our satellite link working as quickly as possible to enable us to do this. And some of you have said, oh, mind what you say on air. But if we don't tell you what is happening, how can you know? Because the other people around the zoo, they know we are serious, that a serious group of people have now emerged, not gimmick. They know that, and they have now, as I told you before, if they are talking about you every blessed day, it means you are not effective. That's what it means. Or you're not killing people. But of course, any day we start to kill people now, they will be forced to report upon it. They will be forced to talk about it. But we are not terrorists, and can never be. Terrorism is for cowards. We can never be cowards. When we decide to march, we will march and meet this very army. We are not cowards and can never be. We are not terrorists and can never be. At the right time, once our weapons are complete, then we commence our march. That's all. If you know what you can do to make sure that we afford these very weapons we are talking about, try and do so. I also got information yesterday from the EU. Somebody rang me to say that we must try to be more circumspect in what, how we go conduct our business in the open. You know that Biafran people, especially the Doubting Thomases, which are Igbo people, unless, you know, they no longer can reason between the lines. You have to tell them exactly what you're doing before they believe you, because they themselves are not trustworthy. There is nothing we have said we are going to do that we have not done. So why shouldn't you trust us? Is there anything we have said we are going to do that we have not done? The answer is no. So why should you not trust us? If you know how you can support this very effort, we need to buy weapons, we need to buy guns. Go and do so. We will not tell you on air. Go and ask. People may come to you to pretend they are IPOB. They are not. You must call our inquiry line to know how you are going to help. Ask for who is the coordinator where you are. I'm not asking you to lead them into temptation by giving them money. No, the answer to that is no. Ask them, how can we be able to make our contribution felt? If you have guns and bullets where you are, please make it available to us. If you are a Biafran or a sympathizer of this very cause, you are serving in the zoo, army, or in the police, in the customs, anywhere, immigration with guns, tell us how we can lay hands on the guns that you people are holding, and we shall do so. We shall do so. We need as many guns as possible for us to be able to defend this very land, because Sharia is coming. Islam is coming. There is nothing any of you can do about it. If they announce Jonathan as the winner, all of you are dead in Ugwa was anywhere. They announce Buhari as the winner, I am sure and very hopeful that Niger Delta will rise up, because they believe in Nigerian elections. We don't. We don't care who is at Asorok. We continue with what we plan to do. And nothing is going to stop us, because Chukwuebiam is God. As simple as that. Obama will soon leave. Next year, Obama will leave office. He will leave. I don't know. Anyway, he's a black man. What do you expect? He brought every black attribute to the office of the United States. There is no more conscience. Obama lacks, is a black man. What do you expect? He does not have conscience. If it was a white man at the White House, you will see that they will say that what is happening in Nigeria is not good. Obama never said anything. Everything is okay. It's fine. It's beautiful. It's okay. Let's hurry up and put Buhari in power. What do you expect from a black man that the father is from Africa? They will behave like black people. Ahuchinho, Chasno, Dioji. You see truth and you say it's lies. You see lies, says the truth. Obama is a liar. A very big one for that matter. Black people, if that is the best you can offer, I feel sorry for all of you. For all of you. That a man can stand up and send John Kerry to be talking so much rubbish. No wonder the Americans did not vote John Kerry into power as a president. He couldn't tell Obama. He could not tell Obama that there we are riggings. American ambassador is here because of his oil well. Every American ambassador, every UK high commissioner, they have oil wells. They depend on Biafra land. They post them here. They are going back as billionaires in oil. Why is it that the American mission here to the zoo, to the monkeys and to the baboons, cannot tell Obama and the State House what is happening? I don't even blame Obama anymore. I blame the American ambassador here. Mr. Ambassador, are you telling me you are not seeing what is going on here? That people are being killed? Why is it? That is why we are tweeting. Don't tweet BBC or tweet every newspaper in America. You must keep tweeting until your phone battery runs down, until your iPad is no longer working, until it crashes. We must tell the newspapers. They have not gotten to them yet. They don't have oil well. CNN does. BBC does. UK High Commissioner. They give them all your money. We are from your own country, from Biafra land here. To go and lie against you. To lie against you as a people. To tell the world that all is well when it is not. It is your duty. If you don't say you're somewhere, nobody will go to your dad. If you think that getting Biafra is about laziness, you get charity of Biafra. Balaga. Gabawe gusi. Ko eriwa ko eriwe. You are mistaken. If you think that listening to Radio Biafra and gossiping after that is go get to Biafra, you are insane. Pick up your phone. Pick up. Start tweeting all these newspapers. Tell them that the ambassador is lying. Let Americans understand that the ambassador they sent to the zoo has been given oil money and is lying. You must tell them that. Tell Boston Globe. Tell New York Times. Tell Washington Post. Tell Los Angeles Times. You must tell these heavyweight newspapers and publications that the American people are being lied to by John Kerry and Obama. Let them understand that American ambassador to the zoo is a thief and a liar. They are saying the election went very well. If you allow this thing to pass, that is the thing about black people you don't understand. If you ignore evil, evil will keep happening. It will keep multiplying. It's like a bacteria. They will keep increasing until you take antibiotics to stop it. You must deliver your own antibiotics to this infection happening right now. Go and tweet. If you don't know how to tweet, go to Radio Biafra London on Facebook. Everything is there for you to know how to tweet. Open a Twitter account. It's like opening either Facebook or Rounds or Viber or Tango. The same thing, the same way. It's called microblogging. You put hashtag and you tell them that American ambassador is a liar. Elections not free and fair in the zoo. That is what you should be doing. As simple as that. Obama is deceiving American people. And there is one thing about white people, no matter their fault. The majority always have conscience. It was white people that stopped slavery, not black people. Are you aware of that? White people, the ones actually coming to buy the slaves, they were the ones that stopped slavery, not you. Because you love evil. You close your eyes to evil. Black people did not stop slavery. White people did. Therefore, there are still some white people with conscience. We are appealing to those people. They are the ones defending Israel today from the onslaught of Islam. The ones with conscience. Anybody against Israel is without conscience. That's how I put it. If you are against Israel, you don't have conscience. Americans must be told the truth. If you have not tweeted, go. Today is Tweet Tuesday. Go and keep tweeting. It goes a long way. Tweet and let them know that people are being deceived. That the monkeys and baboons, the idiots in Africa, black people in this UG, who cannot reason for themselves, a grown-up man, you cannot stand up and think. How can there be violence? How can little children as young as six be voting and you tell me it was free and fair? Are you a human being at all? I ask, are you a human? I told Jonathan, once those things were being highlighted, you stand up and you stop the election. You use your executive powers. Because America will be screaming, you show them the evidence. You get your useless, hopeless NTA to show the evidence to the whole world that there was widespread rigging and violence. Then you have the moral right, as the chief of whatever rubbish you call yourselves, to stop the election. You remain in power, you call for government of national unity, you remain the president. That is how to do it. But he declined. He did that and he waited. Now it is too late. They will tell you, Jonathan, you got as many million. Jonathan, how many votes you want they will give to you? 20 million? 30 million? But Buhari will always get 2 million above you. Or maybe now that we have said it on Radio Biafra, they may bring it down to maybe 100,000. They will say it was closely fought. They came very close and there's only 100,000 in it. And watch what is going to happen. What I'm telling you now is the exact words that we use. That the election was keenly fought, keenly contested, it was very close, we couldn't divide them, but in the end, Buhari got more votes. Write it down on a piece of paper. I warned Jonathan, nearly 2 years now, you can never win. If you are in Niger Delta thinking Jonathan will win, you are deluded. You don't understand politics and the way it works in the zoo. It means you are not educated. It's not something you do with brute force. You use intellect. Intellect to do it. You calculate and think ahead of your enemies. How is that possible? You get Jonathan to be ahead of the British. That's all you need to do. You anticipate their moves. You know what they're going to do. If I was Jonathan, I would use all the flaws in the zoo to delay the election. Legally. I will go to National Assembly and call for emergency vote on so indefinite suspension of the election until things are good. I was out there, we say, oh no, 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 we want our democracy, we want this, they want to stop democracy, and you tell them that you will resign immediately, that you will collapse your government immediately, and you see what they will do, because they know that once you say you will resign and think alternatively, they will know you are thinking about Biafra. And once Jonathan mentions Biafra with his mouth, anything that he wants to give, you know, Jonathan is not tactical. He is not tactical. His brain is not working. Jonathan, the same way that Buhari threatened the whole world with Boko Haram if he loses, you go to and say to them that if you don't allow me to stay here, I will go back for Biafra. You will see, everybody will be scrambling to vote for you. But you did not play that card. I told you. United, we stand very, very strong. If you have South, South, and Southeast, you are finished, gone forever and ever. And it's happening before your eyes. You will see it with two eyes. So in your next life, you surround yourselves with people who are learned. Learned, I don't mean A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H. I mean proper, or Google, see, common sense. You made a fatal error, fatal mistake. We continue. I wish it was Patience Jonathan. I'm telling you the truth. I don't know why I like that woman. I wish it was Patience Jonathan. These people would have found it very, very hard and very tough. Because she's a tough cookie. I respect her for her tenacity and doggedness. Amechi's wife has run to Dubai. They saw her in Dubai last night. Chibika Amechi's wife is in Dubai. Do you know that? I told them we are everywhere. And that's why I feel sorry for Ifajuna, was really covered over time. Ifajuna, Unyoshi, I feel sorry for him. Do you know that Mrs. Amechi, Chibika Amechi, do you know Munia is in Dubai? I told you when the time comes, they will jump into their private jets and they will fly out. You'll be left here to die. Ask Chibika Amechi now, where is your wife? He cannot produce her. Why? Because she is in Dubai. Are we lying? Is Mrs. Amechi not in Dubai? The first lady or first governor, of, first lady governor of River State. Where is she now? Dubai. For your information. We told you, we see everything. It's not because we keep quiet. We see you, but you can't see us. That's what we told them. We see you, but you can never see us. Simple as that. Once again, the lines to call 08173813596. This is Radio Biafra. And all our journalists, we are going to contact you very shortly to start our screening to make sure you qualify to serve the kingdom of heaven, which is what Biafra represents. We need to ascertain your incorruptibility and the fact that you will always speak the truth regardless of the consequences. Very, very important. Our news headlines this very morning and accompanying news summary. We are reporting today that Dokpesi escapes death in Edo. Everywhere they said it's a free and fair election. But somebody is escaping death. How can this man be free and fair when he is running away from his death? Welcome to the Zoological Republic. Welcome to Black Africa, where evil is dressed up as good. That is why blacks are poor on this UG. You are poor because you love evil. You are poor because you cannot stand up for those who cannot stand up for themselves. You are poor because you love lying. Black people love to lie. That is why your brains are not developed more than that of a monkey. Lies and deceit. When His Excellency Dim Chukwuemeka Odumegwujuku was preaching this very gospel very many years ago, people in now Niger Delta were laughing at him, saying, oh, it's not true. You want to dominate us. But I'm asking Jonathan and Niger Delta, who is dominating you now? I want to ask those in Ogoni, who killed Ken Sarowiwa? An Igbo man that is dominating you? Who killed, what's his name? Is it Obinwale? Is it Obinwale that they killed, assassinated? Which one did Obasanjo kill? I think it's Nwale, if I'm not mistaken. Obasanjo killed Nwale. Was it an Igbo man that killed him? You people don't learn. You don't understand, do you? That blood is thicker than water. There is no way Igbo people can be against the interest of their own flesh and blood, their own cousins. Umunne is not possible. Igbo people have their faults. They do, abundantly. But you can never, ever separate them from their own. Those that did come out to vote, voted for Jonathan. Overwhelmingly. If you ask a child, they will tell you, Jonathan, because he's our brother. Nobody from Niger Delta has ever said that about an Igbo person before. I am voting for this man because I remember MPP failing woefully in River State. I remember all these things. MPP failed. They voted MPN. Cross River State, MPN. I know that very well. Nobody said Nnamdi Azikiwe is our brother. Never. Never. I am saying this so that Niger Delta can understand what they have done. Nobody from Cross River. I was monitoring the elections then. Very, very fine. I was a young man, but I was monitoring it. Studying it. People never rose up in Cross River. Instead, they voted for our WhatsApp people, MPN. Why Igbo man would dominate me? Today, who is dominating? Are you not preparing to go and fight our WhatsApp people? Now you see. That is why black people are behind. When you tell them the truth, they can never comprehend the truth. They prefer lies. Now, Awosa came and lied to you and told you Igbo man is your problem. You believe that lie. And today, what is happening? Too little, too late. And once Jonathan loses, the South Niger Delta will never again in this life produce the president of the zoo. Forever and ever. Write it down when I speak. Dokpesi is escaping death everywhere. There is lies, deceit, subterfuge, rigging, death and mayhem. China is expanding its navy and the U.S. is growing worried. That is how to deal with U.S. You expand your might and your power. At least against Obama. If he's a white man at the White House, I can understand. They have conscience. They may be wicked, though, but after a while, they will say, oh my goodness, this thing we are doing. Do you know how they ended slavery in America? Do you know it was a white man and a family that took up guns and started to fight those oppressing? They started to fight the U.S. Army. They broke into the U.S. Army armory and took guns and said, enough is enough. They started to fight their fellow white people to free black people. That was the beginning of the end of slavery in America. Not black people. White. No matter how wicked they are, eventually, you will see one or two of them that are nice, that will say this is wrong, and they will stand on it. But how about you? Can you stand on the truth for 1 week? Well, we are doing Biafra with some people that said they are honest, decent people, and they lied. They knew that we are lying, but they said it is the truth. Version 8. They know they are lying. Somebody will come out and say, I am speaking the truth when you know you are lying in Atwasi. I remember Ifajuna and his people saying, oh, they imported empty container. Somebody said, I should leave Wazirike alone. Why should I? I want to teach him that blackmail never pays. Not with me. You don't blackmail me. You must be mad. It doesn't matter what you do. We continue. It doesn't matter at all. We continue our work. This baboon stood up at Owerri and said that Nnamdi Kanu imported empty container because he's a liar. Some of the baboons following this monkey decided to agree with him. Today, our transmitter is here. And do you think I'm keeping quiet? I'm working for it to go live on air. You don't know who we are. Do you think you're keeping quiet? You must be dreaming. We are working for it to go live. When he starts speaking, those in Morocco can get us on radio. Radio Biafra on AM. On AM. Broadcast for 2 weeks. Everything will come to an end. One in Abasa. Then you will understand it. That we mean everything we say here. The idiot cannot do it, can he? The infrastructure, the platform, the knowledge, the wisdom, the understanding we have given to Biafrans, can Wazirike give it? In a trillion years, the answer is no, because he is not intelligent enough or educated enough to be able to do so. Neither is he led by the Spirit of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiam. Very important. Reminds me of a Formula One car. For you to be a world champion in a Formula One series of car racing, you need to have the best driver in the best car in the best team. If one is missing, you can never be the world champion. I repeat, best driver, best car, best team of mechanics. Then you will be a world champion. If not, you can never be. If you are the best driver in an average car, you can never win. Best driver, best car, the team is not very good, you can never win. That tells you all you need to know. If you have come to serve Chukwu Abiam with Biafra, you must be sound in every way conceivable, or else you will fall by the wayside. And we don't intend to fall by the wayside, because many people will die. We don't want that to happen. China is expanding its navy. Niger Delta Affairs, they have now commissioned their first project after 8 years. Since Jonathan has been in power, this is the only time that the Minister of Niger Delta Affairs, Dr. Stephen Oru, has commissioned 40 units, 2 and 3 bedroom bungalows housing estate at Omuagwo Autonomous Community at Ohaji Eboma. Commissioned, it is not built. They are lying. Jonathan has been in power all this while, 6 years. What is Niger Delta Development Agency and Authority? What have they done? People keep talking about East-West Road. It's only one road. You are controlling trillions in budget. You're telling me only one road you can build in your area. Jonathan is the architect of his own downfall. What has Jonathan done? People say, if you keep saying this, Buhari will win and come in. And after 4 years of Jonathan, then what happens after that? After 4 years. In 2019, when Awasa comes with full force and full might, what do you think will happen to you? People don't reason too far anyway. Black and from Africa. being beaten by the sun every day. Daytime, house fly, and nighttime mosquito. Nighttime mosquitoes will come. Daytime flies everywhere. You can't even eat properly in a restaurant. You're chasing flies all the time. At nighttime, you're chasing mosquitoes. Is that life? Is that life, I ask you? No, it is not. We continue. Niger Delta affairs, despite the, or in spite of the president coming from Niger Delta, part of Biafra land, I should say. Because they want to be called Niger Delta. You call them Niger Delta. We are meant to be one people. But some of them decided to follow Hausa Fulani. Look at where they are today. Today, Hausa have now betrayed Jonathan. Boko Haram locks up women and the elderly in Gwoza. Boko Haram is still there. America, did you say that Boko Haram did not do anything on that day? No, they said it was minimal. Interruptions were minimal. 24 people beheaded because they are black people. I feel very bad for the journalists and the cartoonists at Charlie Hebdo in Paris that were attacked by Islamic militants and shot dead. The whole world, I think even the Emmy Awards, everybody stood still to recognize the cartoonist at Charlie Hebdo. They said, oh my God, what happened was terrible. Boko Haram beheaded 24 people and America is saying nothing happened. It was minimal violence, which goes to show they don't have any regard for life, for a black life. Anyway, after all, in America, Obama is there, they're killing black people. Nobody's there. Even the policeman that killed the last black person, did he go to court or anything? They said, no, leave him. He didn't do anything wrong. Obama is in a country where the lives of black people doesn't count for anything. The British people are very cunning and arch racists, so they don't really give a damn if you die or if you don't die. So the people beheaded by Boko Haram is inconsequential. It doesn't really matter. After all, they're black people. Black people are, you know, it's just minor. So why should anyone bother? And why should you bother? You're a black person anyway. Does it affect you that people are dead? The answer is no. As long as all the regines no longer number, every other person can go to hell. Typical black way of reasoning. See, some of you will not come out and come together and say, how do we support? How do we help? I don't need your financial help. I need guns and bullets. That's all we need. And then we march. That's all. You sit back and we march. As simple as that. We continue because Chukwuma Biamah in heaven is watching over us. We continue, and this is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct. We are still giving you our headlines. The time now is 2 minutes to 9 a.m. in the morning. Buhari is leading with 3 million votes after controversial results from Rivers Akwa Ibom. Give Jonathan a boost. Buhari still, I said, Jonathan, you can win every vote here. It is inconsequential. Inconsequential, I say. Because you will always lose. They don't want to talk about the low turnout or that people boycotted the elections because they don't want to mention Biafra, they said. That is why we are accelerating every effort. We are also recruiting people who are going to cast our news. Hey, you see, I don't believe in white people doing anything for me. You do things yourself. We are going to float our satellite TV channel. Not when we get it now, you ask us, oh, why don't you put it on local TV? Because the money is exorbitant. We can't afford it. But for satellite, we are going to do the best we can to see if we can go on satellite. I have said that before and I say it again. We will try to go on satellite. Any help you give us from now onwards, you know, is going to go towards TV. So if you open your satellite in America, anywhere, you will see us talking on TV. You will know that we have come. We are very serious, you know. Believe you me. How do we intend to get Biafra with truth and honesty? That's all. It's your question. There is no devastating bomb greater than the truth. And that's what we are coming with. So our TV, we must launch. That satellite uplink, we need it. Not just for broadcast, but we need it to uplink our video and images from this damnable hellhole that they call Nigeria to the whole world. We will destroy them. Don't worry about that. We will. We will destroy them. We continue. We continue. This is Radio Biafra. Banks are panicking. They have shut their doors. No banks are open today. They have not opened any banks today. Or some may be open for half the day, waiting for results. Once they announce it, they run away. Governor Mechi imposes dogs to don't curfew on Port Harcourt. Things are happening. But the wife, he's imposing curfew, but the wife is in Dubai. Ask Amechi, you know. The wife is in Dubai as we speak. You know, IPOB is everywhere. She was spotted as soon as she landed. We were told that this woman has come in, which means we are everywhere. Everywhere, as we told you. Anxiety grips Aso Rock over presidential poll results. Now he is panicking. I told him what to do, but he did not want to do it. You advise this man, he wants to take Yoruba advice. And that was advice. Where are those people now? They have abandoned him. ABGA have now accused PDP of conspiracy with the army and INEC to rewrite. Everywhere in Anambra, they said PDP won. People didn't vote, you know. PDP won everywhere. Akataka rigging, manama. Strong rigging, you got. Everything is smooth and fair and correct, according to John Kerry, American Secretary of State. Why grown-up men will lie, I don't understand. It's called American interest. They, you know, people, they love people, to, and especially, you know, it's easier to control a black person. And it makes some, you know, it's like some people that want to be called chief, or sir, or honorable, or his excellency. You love those bogus titles because you are looking for somebody to control. That's all. And the best people to control are black people there because they are willing. You can bend them very easily. That is why evil will be happening and they keep quiet. Biafra, education in Biafra land, my goodness. Everybody will have to go back to school. The same way you have to go back to go and learn how to drive, including the president. That's how everybody has to go to evening school to go and learn a little bit of common sense. Common sense! That is all. Because black people do not have common sense. Common sense eludes them. Video clips of election rigging in Rivers is now ready, according to Dakuku. Rigging pictures and videos are now ready. After the shootout yesterday at Umuokoro, we were there. Shootout! The election rigging videos are now out. And Obama will sit and say, oh no, despite this little rigging here, everything else went perfectly well. But Obama, there was rigging in Katsina. Oh, in spite of the small rigging in Katsina, everything went well. Obama, there was rigging in Sokoto. Oh, there was a small rigging in Sokoto, but everything else went very well. I don't blame Obama. And if a black man in Obama can be doing this to you, why should you blame white people for what they do? Why should you? Why should you? Boko Haram terrorists storm Bauchi as they are in Hilux vans. They have come. Many people died, of course, as we expect them to. Many died. And also, Nigerian army postpones election collection 24 hours to rig mass storm printing going on at Gariki. Everywhere there is rigging. Everywhere there is mayhem. Everywhere there is a thievery, Nineswoshi, because this is a black country. Criminals and criminally minded. The news in greater detail this very morning with the time now starting at 3 minutes past 9 a.m. in the morning. The chairman emeritus, heaven knows what this thing means. Chairman emeritus, bishop emeritus, professor emeritus. I have never seen a chairman emeritus before. In all my travels abroad, I have been to many, many countries. I have never, ever seen chairman emeritus before, only in the zoo. You love titles so much. You love it because you are empty and you are vacuous. And before you say they call you director, it is because I am simply the director of Radio Biafra. That's all. That's all. It was Barrister Memuzu that called me director. Nobody else did. That's how the people called me that name. It's more or less a nickname anyway. And because I'm director of Radio Biafra, for real, that's my title with Companies House in the United Kingdom. That's all. That's why. I don't like titles, for your information. Because it doesn't make you any better. Who you are is who you are. It's only that Anambra people don't have respect. They don't call dead. Anambra people don't have respect. They don't call dead. If they see you, they say Papandeka, Papangozi, and that's it. When I say it, some of them will debate with me. like my deputy chairman for to say, oh no, we have, I said, what do you call your elders? Where will come from when you talk about 2 years? If somebody is older than you, but you say dede, out of respect. What do you say in Anambra? Eh? Oh, they call nanyi. Nanyi is, you cannot say nanyi to somebody who is just 2 years older than you. You can't say that. Nanyi. No. It's not. What do you call your elders? And don't tell me each year, please. How do you refer to somebody who is older than you out of deference and respect? Deference is called. How do you do that? Where I come from is dead. The chairman emeritus of Dark Communications PLC, High Chief, he is not happy with chairman emeritus. You still have to call him High Chief. Ofuonye, one human being. My goodness me. I continue again. The chairman emeritus of Dark Communications PLC, High Chief Raymond Aleogo Dopesi, has recounted how he escaped being killed in Auchi, Edo State, last Saturday during the presidential National Assembly elections. Dopesi, who briefed journalists in his residence in Ashokoro, took them to inspect the bullet-ridden black jeep he was in when the unknown gunmen attacked him. They shot through the back windscreen directly where he was sitting in the vehicle, but the bullet did not touch him owing to the fact that the jeep was an armor-plated car. Dopesi is a journalist. He owns AIT. Or the former chairman of AIT. He founded AIT. AIT was struggling for very many years, but Obasanjo came and gave him money and wrote off all the loans he took from the banks. And today they are very strong. Even some of you own shares in AIT. But I remember Minaj TV at Obosi. And God will bless that man. I don't know. What, do you know his name? The Minaj person. I need the name of the man that owned Minaj. I think Minaj was the first satellite TV before AIT or channels or whoever. This man brought this very investment to Obosi. I know that for sure. Minaj was in Obosi. I need to know the man's name. I need to show my appreciation and thanks. I actually want to write to him to thank him and to say what you did then was visionary. Where is it? Did the Igbo men come out to support? Did anybody, all the Biafran people in Bayelsa, in Cross River, and did you come out to help Minaj? No! You left it to crumble. Today, if you, some of you own shares in AIT, but you never took one penny to Minaj to say to Minaj, take this one naira and support. We love what you're doing. People do that with Radio Biafra, that is true. I must be very honest with you. People come and they support us. That is absolutely correct. And we are grateful for that, all of you that do so. But there are many who doesn't. Because we did not support Minaj. That is why today you can never ever have somebody who is Igbo running for presidency. Or don't you know that? On a man. If you don't say you're somewhere, who's going to put it that you're there? AIT today, they are a powerhouse. Why? Because they rallied around and supported their own people. But you wouldn't know that, would you? Today, you are going to buy shares in... A friend of mine told me, I have shares in AIT. I said, okay, continue owning shares in AIT. We continue. He was riding in bulletproof car. If you don't have bulletproof car, what happens to you? You will die off. And how much is bulletproof car? Who can ordinary people afford it? The answer is no. That goes to show you the type of country you're living in. That a top-ranking journalist has to travel in a bulletproof car. Whereas a journalist in the UK or in America, you can write anything you like about the government. You go to work on a bicycle. Some of them cycle to work. Editors. I'm talking about heavyweights now. Heavyweight editors. The worst thing you can do to a white journalist is to say to a white journalist, don't write this thing. They behave like children. That thing you tell them not to do is what they're going to do. Once you come to a meeting and say, oh, please, can you not write about this? And you are telling them to cover the truth, you are finished. I remember when Prince Harry went to fight in Afghanistan and they had a meeting with the press to say, oh, don't write about him before they put troops in. They said, we are not going to publish that Prince Harry is there because we don't want to endanger those around him. They did it on the grounds of the safety of their troops in battle. As soon as he left and came back, my goodness me, they went to work. on him and his tour of Afghanistan. He is, if things could happen in a funny way, he will one day emerge as the King of England, of United Kingdom. But do you know he went to war in Afghanistan? Prince Harry. How many of them here are their children fighting Boko Haram at the front line? I think Obasanjo tried it. They shot him. You bring Yoruba boy. He was trying to command, a coward trying to command troops in battle. He was shot and he ran away. Which other Yoruba man is at the war front commanding people? None, as we speak. The man survived because he had a bulletproof car. How about those without bulletproof cars? They are now dead. The mortuaries are waiting burial, of course. Welcome to the Zoological Republic. As China is now expanding its navy, the U.S. is worried and should be rightfully so. China's Navy Chief Admiral Wu Shengyi strolled the Harvard University campus in a tweed blazer and slacks. In fact, America is worried, basically. That's what it is. Because China is the biggest economy in the world. They are expanding, and they are expanding rapidly. And very soon they will, what, you know that, China is not that kind. They are not noted for their kindness. That is why I prefer America to be a superpower and Russia to be a superpower than some other people because of wickedness. At least America, American society, they have conscience. They have conscience. They can reason. When you give superpower status to people who don't, even Russia has conscience. Russia has a lot of conscience. I can tell you that. Because without Russia, there will be no Israel today. It was Russia that tabled the motion calling for recognition of the state of Israel. And the world did. Russia, they have conscience. We must know that very, very well. It was because our diplomacy wasn't very good in 66 to 70. That was why the support from them wasn't forthcoming. Our diplomacy was not right because our people don't believe in working very hard behind the scenes. They thought that by going to war, we'll win. There are some things you need to do. You need to mount a diplomatic offensive. You must charm, woo, and convince people. Your survival doesn't depend on them, but they can unblock channels for you. Very, very important. The Minister of Niger Delta Affairs, Dr. Stephen Oru, has commissioned a 40-unit, two- and three-bedroom bungalows housing estate at Omuagu Autonomous Community in Ohajebwe Malo Government area of Imo State. The ministry, in a statement by Assistant Director of Information Steve Kilebi, noted that the event was historic because it was the first time a federal government project has been completed and commissioned by any minister since the creation of the ministry in Niger Delta in 2008. The very first time they have done anything. But they have a ministry with budget. Every year they give them money. This is the budget for the Minister of Niger Delta. But this man from the same ministry is saying this is the first time they have actually completed any project. So all the money being given to you to run the projects, where are they? Kebehana, I ask you. Where are they? Welcome to the zoo. A land of criminals and thieves. Where people cheat themselves and think they are cheating other people. Boko Haram have now locked up women early in Gaza. Boko Haram is everywhere. They are ruling everywhere. You know, when you see all these Arabic Islamic women in Africa, they look alike. Look at the way they are in the zoo, the same way they dress in Niger, in Mali, everywhere, in Kenya, in Somalia, in Djibouti, in northern part of Ethiopia. The same way they look, their look is the same. Islam. And then somebody will say, when they take their pictures and say, oh, the pictures of Nigerian women voting, they think that your mother wears hijab. What do you know? We ask. The answer, nothing. Unless you're listening to Radio Biafra, of course. A number of women, the elderly and children who were locked up by fleeing terrorists in Gaza, Borno State, have been freed by troops as cordon and search along the mopping up operation continue in the town. Did they go to vote? Boko Haram is fighting the zoo army. Did they go to vote? I ask you, the answer is no. But Obama is saying the election was free and fair. Everywhere, I thank Nigerians for their peaceful conduct. They came out in mass to vote. But they are fighting in Gaza. So how did they vote in Gaza? My goodness. Liars and cheats only in Africa. The freed hostages, some of whom are so weak, are being given medical attention while others are also receiving necessary care pending the arrival and activities of aid agencies. Some of them are also providing useful information for the intelligence in aid of troops operation in the area. That is all they can say. They have rescued some people. Buhari is now leading with 3 million votes after controversial results from Rivers Akwa Ibom give Jonathan a boost. Muhammadu Buhari, the Islamist, the Sharia, the terrorist, and the presidential candidate of APC, continues to lead the incumbent President Goodluck Jonathan of the PDP with a comfortable margin, as they said. Comfortable, which means Jonathan is finished. Even as controversial election results from Rivers and Akwa Ibom states were added to the national tally, giving a boost to Mr. Jonathan. Election observers, as well as Governor Rotimi Amaechi of Rivers State, had declared that last Saturday's election in the state turned into a fiasco marked by intimidation and shootings of APC members and widespread manipulation by security agents. Even so, the Independent National Electoral Commission in the state declared Mr. Jonathan that he polled more than 1.48 million in the state, leaving Mr. Buhari with little more than 69,000 votes. Amaechi is trying to justify his closeness to the Awosa terrorist. My goodness me. Banks in Ogun State capital Abeokuta hurriedly shut their doors against customers around 3 p.m. yesterday. Today, they are not even opening at all because there is tension, there is fear everywhere. The banks are not opening. Where we are, the banks are not opening because of fear. If you go to the roads, very, very scanty, people are no longer traveling. They are waiting for the announcement of who won, the violence that will follow, and then after that, everything will calm down. These are black people from Africa. That's how they behave. They never follow through anything. They stop halfway. But we intend to follow ours through. We continue. River State Governor Rotimi Amaechi, not no longer Chibike, he is Rotimi, has imposed the dusk till dawn curfew on Port Harcourt, the state capital, hours after the Independent National Electoral Commission announced the result of the presidential and national assembly elections in the state. In a terse statement signed by Secretary to the Government, George Feyi, is he a Yoruba man? In Iguocha? Anyway, the governor is called Rotimi. The governor said the curfew will hold from 7 p.m. to 6 a.m. The curfew will continue till further notice, as part of the statement said. The declaration of the curfew comes amidst heightened tension occasioned by the conduct of last Saturday's election in the state. There have been shootings and killings everywhere. But Obama said everything was smooth and fair. And some of you will believe it because it's coming from a black man supported by white people. Without white people, there will be no, you will not know who Obama is. Every famous black person became famous because of white people. Mandela is famous because he fought white people. There is nobody in Africa who is famous for fighting a black corrupt person. Do you know that? I repeat what I said. There is no black person who is famous for fighting a black corrupt regime or system. The only time you get famous is when you fight white people. They allow you to say, oh, look at this monkey fighting us, you know. They talk about you. Do you know how many people who are struggling under the burden of dictatorships in Africa? Fighting very hard every day. Do you hear about them? No. Because who? The oppressor is not white. Think about it. Think about it. We continue. Anxiety enveloped Asorok, the seat of power, yesterday as staff of the presidential villa Abuja, who reported for duty, waited curiously while the INEC office collected the results of last Saturday's presidential poll. This is even as President Goodluck Jonathan had a closed-door meeting with some former African leaders who led international foreign observers who monitored Sunday's presidential and national assembly elections. The former African leaders and the international monitoring group, led by the former Ghana president John Kufuor and his Malawian counterpart Bakil Muluzi, on Commonwealth mission, said they were in Asorok to present the report of the assignment in Nigeria to Jonathan. I told you before, they went to Jonathan and they said, these are the indications we had. Everything was smooth and fair. We are going to tell the world that the election was fair. Don't touch INEC results, please. And from every indication Buhari is winning, you must consider to hand over to Buhari peacefully without inciting violence. Ask Jonathan and he will tell you exactly what was discussed. So Jonathan can, and Jonathan said to them, we will wait until all the results are in, then we will see. If you know Jonathan, pick up the phone and ask him and say, did you say this thing? He'll be wondering, how do we get all this information? We are everywhere, IPOB. We have top ranking officers everywhere. They give us information for free. That is why anything you hear on Radio Biafra is true. Everything you hear on this radio station is correct. Everything you hear. And mind you, they don't answer. These are people that went into the service of the zoo, answering Hausa names and Yoruba names. So you can never find them. You can never ever find who these people are. Because you force them to adopt Hausa names before they can be employed. They are answering Yoruba names, Hausa names, middle belt or upper belt names. You can never find out who they are. Never. But anything you discuss, if we want to reveal everything happening inside Asorok, we do so. But there's no need for it. But as soon as Buhari goes in, we'll start doing it. Every blessed day. That we can assure. Because there is no way Buhari will not win. The sooner you understand this, the better. They have the same thing that happened with Tafawa Balewa and then Nnamdi Azikiwe is happening now. The British told the then Sadwana of Sokoto, leave NCNC. They can win everywhere else. But at the end of the day, we'll tell them that the population of the North is bigger than all the South put together. So even if they get 30 million votes in the South, we'll tell them that the North got 13.2 million votes. End of story. The same thing is happening now. Because the British have come to take over once again. The British are now in charge of the rigging going on here. And they have to be. It is in their nature, that is who they are. They love lying. They love lying. And nothing can stop them from lying. Jonathan is anxious, and they have told Jonathan, the election, we are going to submit our report. The election was free and fair. Do you need somebody from Malawi to tell Jonathan how elections went in his own country? Does it mean Jonathan, as the chief of, as the head of state, doesn't know or have security forces or have intelligence gathering agencies that can tell him exactly what is happening? Why do you need somebody from Malawi to come? In fact, the man from Malawi and Kufuor, do you have your own intelligence than Jonathan? How many police stations did you go to? Anyway, these are the questions we expect you to be asking on Twitter. I cannot see people tweeting as I want them to. I need you to go and tweet. Tell the world the election was not free and fair. Tell them there was violence, people were being killed. Tell them that there is massive rigging going on. Let the whole world understand that people as young children, from 4 years, we are voting. In Ugwawasa. Everybody has the evidence. But why are you not letting the world have that evidence? Why not, I ask you? Why not, I ask you? These are the things you need to know. Very, very important. These are the things you need to know. In Onitsha, ABGA yesterday, which is the All Progressives Grand Alliance, yesterday accused the PDP, People's Democratic Party, of conspiring with the army police. Everybody's corrupt, of course. Army police, navy, custom, everybody, corruption everywhere. Of conspiring with the National Independent National Electoral Commission, whatever their name is, INEC, to rewrite last Saturday's National Assembly election results and announce a falsified one in favor of PDP. But what do you expect? What do you expect, I ask you? You people are the ones that said that they should vote for Jonathan in PDP. So they voted for all PDP candidates. How can a political party like ABGA say, we are supporting Jonathan, we don't have any presidential candidate? You expect people to vote for Jonathan, PDP, and then vote for you when it comes to National Assembly elections? Of course not. Not possible. They are crying. A member of the Board of Trustees, Chief Romy Ezanwoka, made the accusation in a telephone chat with newsmen, said the results announced yesterday by INEC, which gave PDP victory in all the 3 senatorial zones and 11 House of Rep seats, was exactly the opposite of what ABGA scored during the exercise. ABGA won, but they gave it to PDP. What do you expect? You prefer serving Hausa Fulani, and so shall it be. The governorship candidate of the APC in River State, Dr. Dakuku Peterside, has said that the video clips which shows PDP rigging last Saturday's election is now available. He said the videos, which clearly justified claims by the party that the elections were manipulated in favor of PDP, were intact. But Buhari doesn't care. As long as he wins, you can rig anything you like in the South. As long as Buhari wins, that is all that matters. Buhari is going to be declared the president. It doesn't matter what you do anyway, because Britain wants it to be so. Obama is a Muslim, wants a fellow Muslim to win. There is nothing you can do. I asked you people before, let us fight for Biafra. You said no. You want to remain in the zoo, where the only thing keeping the zoo together is the resources coming exclusively from Biafra land. Oil is nowhere else apart from Biafra land. You are allowing people from outside to come and dictate to you what happens in your own mother's kitchen. You must be mad. You are letting somebody come into your house and tell you, oh, a Igbo man is your problem. You let him, and as they're going away, they collect your mother, your sister, your daughters, everything, including oil. Nap. And when you look at them and say, oh, what are you doing? You say, they say, no, look that way. Igbo man is there. Look at, as you're looking at Igbo man, they're taking all your family away with you, with them. By the time you realize it's too late. By the time you run back to look for Hausa man, Fulani, with your mothers, your daughters, your oil, they are gone. Meanwhile, you are busy looking at southeast when you should be looking at the northeast. Mad people. Mad, mad people. Everybody is insane down here. I'm telling you the truth. And hello, black people. My God in heaven forbid bad thing. This UG. We must continue. This is Radio Biafra. And very lastly, but not the least, we are reporting today, as always, that gunmen this morning stormed Tafawa Balewa town. That is the town called Tafawa Balewa. Because Abubakar Tafawa Balewa was born on the street. If they give birth to you in Uguawasa on the street, you adopt the name. That is why if they born you, if you don't have a father, if you're a bastard born on the streets of Kano, you answer Kano. Mr. Aminu Kano. If you are born, no father, no mother, you are picked up as an orphan, they call you Alhaji Alhaji. They answer the name of where they are born, because mostly there is no father. They start to abuse them at the age of 9. Obaro Muaka, 9 years old. After all, Aisha Buhari was married at the age of 9. They start abusing them very early. That is why Hausa women are callous and very wicked. How could it be now? Why? Because they were taught wickedness at a very early age. At the age of 10, 11, they have given birth. Wickedness. Welcome to the heart of darkness, the Zoological Republic. And this is Radio Biafra. We are bringing light because we are in Biafra land, the children of the light, of the sun, and also of Chukwu Abiama in heaven. That concludes our presentation this very morning of our news headlines and accompanying summary. It is now time, therefore, to welcome your calls. Time to take your calls and be able to, I believe, also advise us, give us your views and your opinions. In the same vein, support us also if you can. That is, it doesn't matter if you support us or not. We are going to do our work anyway. But we know those who are with us. We know those who are without. And we know those who are merely saying things for the sake of it. Here on Radio Biafra, we pride ourselves on the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. Our enemies can only do cheap, dirty gossip and blackmail, which is inconsequential, makes us even more popular. More popular, I say. Because everybody wants to find out who we are and to be part of what we are doing. Once they come here and they hear the truth, they will say, no wonder. Because black people never like anything good. Only when you enslave them. That is why there are baboons here. That is why NDDC will be set up. And they are now building, is it how many? 12 units of one bedroom and two bedroom. Which Bright Chibuzier can build and build exceedingly well. Within a matter of weeks. The whole department of Niger Delta. It's taking them 8 years to build 4 bungalows. 4 bungalows. Is it not the one along there? If you're traveling, that one there by the side. Disgraceful. Shucks. Disgraceful. NDDC commissioned rubbish. Disgraceful. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? You are the first caller today. Please don't let us down. Your name and where you are. Exactly. The line is faulty. That is how you know. Our lines are open. The number to call or numbers to call is 081-738-13596. 081-738-13596. We are also on 090-215-07326. 090-215-07326. We are also on our universal line, which is, I hope that we are going out. Of course we are. Which is on +44208-133-9976. But the line on that, the light hasn't come on yet on that. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? My goodness. The first call was from abroad and it just went. So is the second one. Just like that. The same noise. The same noise. It just, I don't understand what is going on. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Good morning, sir, director.
Good morning. Your name and where you are, please.
Director, I'm calling from Abam. I'm Victor Abam.
Victor, thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Okay, sir. So, in fact, we have seen the handwriting on the wall. Those things you have been telling us, now I'm seeing it. Director, there is no need to worry about this Biafran. We need it.
Of course we do.
Director, we need this Biafran. In fact, Jonathan has disgraced us. In fact, I don't know, Director.
Yes.
People of the NF, which we worship, will give us this Biafran.
You say?
Because our world is bleeding now. Our heart is bleeding. I heard when you said Jonathan's wife. In fact, if it's Jonathan's wife, we know what she can do.
I'm telling
because
you the truth.
Woman,
the woman is strong. Strong woman. Mrs. Jonathan, very, very strong woman.
She's a dead woman. In fact, our heart is bleeding. Director, if there is anything we can do to get this thing, in fact, we are ready to get it. We are ready. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you for that. Of course, we are ever ready. And I'm also very grateful to, he used rounds. We are also on rounds. You know what rounds is? There is something called rounds. We are also there. And Ogbonnaya Akpa has written via rounds. Ogbonnaya Akpa is in the USA. Thank you very much. He's written to say, Director, the owner of Minaji's, Obaka Onwuanibe. Is he still alive? He's a very brave man and I would love to meet him. Obaka Onwuanibe. He's a very brave man. I want to meet him. He was the owner of Minaj. He brought light to us to show us what is happening, to broadcast the news from Obosi. Minaj was not in Abuja, not in Lagos, in headquartered in Obosi. Oral and non Ali Igbo. Evil and wickedness in Igbo land enveloped it and it collapsed. Look at Dokwesi. Look at AIT today. We are there. Look at AIT. We are there. Igbo people are going to buy shares in. They never went to this very man, this our dear brother, Obaka, on one eBay to say, how can I help? Those same people are today owning shares in AIT. I said, well, these people are useless. To the core. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for the information. Obaka, on one eBay. Chukwu Abema will bless you immensely. Also, somebody called Elder Boa gave the same information as well. And the name is correct. The name is correct of the man that owns Minaj Television. Minaj. Very, very good indeed. Oh, they said the senator somebody. Somebody said it's Senator Ajebo. Is that correct? Somebody saying it's senator. I'm not too sure. But two people have given us one name, and I believe that name. One is in the USA and one is here. So somebody saying no. Michael Chimweze Nwankwo is saying no. Why are you saying no? That is not the owner. Oh my goodness. I shouldn't have started this. Somebody saying no. Are you telling me that the Senator Mike Ajebo is the owner of Minaj according to Uche Mefo, my deputy? He said it is Mike Ajebo and not even Ede Sunday as well is saying the same thing. It's Mike Ajebo that owns it. Minaj chairman was Barrister Mike Ajebo from Obosi. Okay, Mike. All right. Okay, Michael. Michael Chimweze Nwankwo is saying no. The owner of Minaj is Michael Ajebo. Thank you very much. By the end of the program, I am sure we would have resolved it. But I thank all of you for your contribution. Those that bother to send in a name, especially those that suggested or recommended a name or put a name forward. Thank you very much. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Good morning, my director.
Good morning, please. Your name and where you are?
My name is Mr. Gabriel Hart Studebere. I'm calling from Abba in Biafra land.
Thank you very much.
Hello?
Yes, thank you, my dear brother. We are listening. Please go ahead. We are listening. We are live and direct. Please go ahead.
All right. I want to thank you for your good job. And I'm very, very happy for your good efforts trying to bring back our good country, Biafra. And I'm ready to do anything to support and to make sure that Biafra comes. So I have tried to send to call this line so many times, but I couldn't get it. So I tried to send message and WhatsApp, but no reply. So I dropped my number and want you people to contact me. I'm ready to join Biafra Army, and I'm ready to die for Biafra to make sure that country comes back. Biafra, I don't like Nigeria Zoo. I don't like these people. So I want to do everything to make sure that I join and get Biafra back. I'm ready to die for my people. This is my number. Take it down and call me anytime and tell me where to see you people and where to get in touch with you people and join the Biafra Army and get back, restore Biafra back again. That's why I called you this morning, and I'm happy to get you this morning. That's my opinion.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And your number has been taken down and you will be contacted. Thank you very much for that. Wherever you are, we must welcome you once again. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. We are in Biafra land. And the gossiping fools, we are in Biafra land now. I don't see anybody again talking about, oh, you are in London. Come back home. I was here for the election to say there will be no election in Biafra, and there was none. No election. Forget about all the 12 midnight rigging that was taking place. It's understandable. It's the zoo. They must behave like animals, which they are. And that's exactly what they did. But on that very day, we did not vote. And I was here to make sure that all of us together that believe in this truth and honesty, this light that chases away darkness, prevailed on our lands, and it did. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, my director. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, my dear brother. Please, your name and where you are.
Okay, my name is Nnamdi Ezebike.
Nnamdi, where are you calling from?
Okay, I'm from Ibiabotan, and I need local government in this area for land, but I'm coming from Abuja State.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much, sir. My director, please, I really appreciate your efforts. I wish that Chukwudama will guide and protect you until Biafra comes to reality.
You see?
And another thing, Director, is I listened to you last week, Charles, and you made mention the master plan you had with our people in respect of Tim Menakaya, Peter Obi, Dean Chukwemeka, Ojuku, and all the rest. And you said that you have a plan regarding to make sure that all the health is are into one party called APGA. Good. But the one point I want to bring out there is we have the plan to get there for two political means. And now we have the opportunity that somebody like Goodluck Ebele Jonathan is from Biafra land as well. This is an evidence that God has accepted it that way. What happened that good Lord Jonathan refused to abide by that order and recognized that Biafra is the only way that every Biafra, right from the down Benue way to the Bayelsa, will come to a freedom, proper freedom. Because of that, good, my dear director, I believe that he still has little time, if he can be able to correct himself now. And also, sir, I would like you to talk more on that, let people understand we have a master plan right from the day one to actualize this thing with our personal assets. Because of that, I pray that one way or the other, that people will continue to agree and abide with the principle by which all of us will come to rejoice one day, because Biafra is our religion, as you say so. And I have come to realize that Biafra is our religion, and Igbo is a nation. Every other ethnic groups are clans. Be it Ikwere, be it Arochukwu, be it Umunoch, all of us are clans. But Biafra is our religion, and Igbo is our nation. Thank you very much, my director, and keep it up. God must surely bless you in Jesus' name.
You see, thank you very much for that. Thank you. You have brought a new angle and a new dimension. I believe in the fact that everybody from Eche to Ikwere, everything else is a clan. I also believe that the four families that went out, which is Izon, and also the one that went to Owerri to Arochukwu, and the one that said that Tinri, are all one people. All one people. I love the angle into this, but of course, Biafra is a religion. It is our religion here. That is how we came to the knowledge of the truth. It is our religion. Our religion. Because without Biafra, you can never ever come into the knowledge of the truth. Everything else is darkness. If you want to see the light, only under Biafra can you see the light, as long as it's being pursued in truth and honesty, which we do here on Radio Biafra and wider IPOB, of course. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Good morning, sir. Director.
Good morning. Your name and where you are, please.
Sir, I'm calling from Aba. I'm a Yahoo employee. I called sometime last week.
You're very lucky to get us. You're very lucky to get us to get us last week and also this week. You are immensely lucky. Please go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, sir. I thank you for your effort, sir. Sir, since I'm born, you know, I never see somebody that speaks like you. Somebody that called saying. I thank God on behalf of you for we to learn from you. You have teach us more than what you paid in the school to learn. That I say, may God Almighty, the God that created heaven and earth, may He bless you in Jesus' name.
He said,
at the same time, I appreciate you. Even last night, I could not sleep. Even when you mentioned that they had killed somebody, either in Kano, when you are asking them to give you the name of the person, where the place you came from. And I couldn't hear myself. I was born in the evening. I told my wife that I'm going to fight, breaking, tell my people that I'm fine, even. Because the other day, I went to Inhala, even to meet up. That day, they said that this man is coming down to Inhala, to Anambra State. I went there, but I could not meet the people that contact me. Now, sir, I want to ask you a question before I continue.
Yes.
Sir, is there anything you can do in order to stop this? Nah, this as you are passing this information. Is there any means you can reach to good Lord, even their wife? Even anything that will happen, aside, you never hand over. Let him say no. Let them be the worst at now. Is there any means you can contact even their wife, even the nearest person that can even to... Briefing, as you say that you have somebody there, people that can be that pass information that maybe they don't know them, but they are support of Biafra. Is there any means you can pass information to them so that they can take good law not to submit until they don't see that thing that happens to start now?
They are listening to you right now because everybody listens to Radio Biafra. They are listening to you as you speak. They have heard what you have said and I'm sure they will take it on board. Everybody listens to Radio Biafra.
Okay, the other thing is this, sir. You are saying that we don't have weapons. Actually, as I'm here now, I don't have weapons. But if I see someone that can give me without weapons, that we can handle it more than you expected. Sir, as you are now, there's no need of wasting time again. Even in my office here, people that are working with me, my director is working in DPR company, Department of Petroleum Resources. We are using generator. There's no light here. Is people that working in oil company and working in the Department of Petroleum Resources, DPR. So is there anything we can do now, that we can do now in order to claim this mess? If we can keep on, basically say that you can not to move. But we can see that if we keep silent, this will go out of hand totally. That is there any means you can use now to show our effort? Because if there's anything between or next, this we can come out even if we talk about today. They will take up all the ammunition, even in Nahafia. They will take it. You're going to change all the offices. So, sir, is there anything you can do now in order to deny this? Are you going to give order? Or is it good or going to give order now? Let them remove all this ammunition and hand it over to you, sir. That's what I'm saying. Because if you say, let us be silent. Maybe this man takes up to the phone tomorrow, things will change. I'm asking this way. Is there anything you can do now in order to quench this mess, sir?
There is something we can do. But we will not do it because if you try to do anything now, they will actually hold Jonathan responsible. I am not saying we are delaying because of Jonathan, but it is his preparedness and timing is very, very key. Timing is key. the timing is not right and the preparation is not in full gear. We have not been able to talk about feeding. We have not been able to talk about rearmaments and resupply. Too many logistical issues to consider. We are not at that place yet. And full frontal confrontation is not one that we recommend, not at this very point in time. We have spent time studying this. We would not be rushed. I understand your sentiment and your passion, and I share it with you. I agree with you in what you have said, but the timing is not correct. When the timing is right, then we march. When we commence our march, we don't stop. That is something that you need to know. Because here on Radio Biafra, wider IPOB, when we start something, we finish it. So that's something I want you to know. Please, we want to be able to fight and win. Thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. We will fight, of course, we will, when the time is right. I don't want us to go to battle and run out of bullets, and then people will start saying, you led us to war, and the bullets finished. We want to do this the proper way, and this time around, in the 21st century, we are going to prevail. We are not saying to America, we will not give you oil, we are not going to drink it, you can take as much oil as you like, but for now, we just want to live like civilized people with electricity, drinking water, have decent education. These are the things you need to know. Welcome back, wonderful people of Biafra. There was a slight intermittency there for a minute, but we are back once again now, please. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone, this is Radio Biafra.
My commander, good morning, sir.
Good morning, my dear brother.
My name is David, I'm calling from Portugal.
From where, sorry?
I like what you're saying.
Oh.
I'm praying for your man to help us to get this Biafra back. But I'm a Biafra man. Once I hear Biafra, I so much like it.
Thank you. And where are you calling from?
Huh?
Where are you calling from? Emenike, where are you calling from?
Calling from Aba.
From Aba. Aba is very hot this morning. Aba has literally taken over. And they did not disappoint us. They did not disappoint us at all, at all, at all, at all. I don't know how confirmed these reports are, that the roads have been blocked by Hausa men in Kano, Nasarawa, Maiduguri. Have all been blocked. I don't know how true that is. All roads blocked. Maybe the pogrom is about to begin. All roads blocked. According to what they are saying, all roads have now been blocked, which is not very good. Which is not very good at all, at all. They will kill. They are waiting. And once they get the signal, then they will attack. Of course they will. And kill as many of you as possible. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you for that. Whenever people pay us compliments, of course we accept it. If you can tell us something regarding how we can get Biafra, that will even be better. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please. Your name and where you are, if you may.
Good morning, sir. My name is Enes Enujuma. Calling from Onitsha.
Thank you very much and good morning to you. Onitsha is waking up. Are you listening to us via CHK 97.6 in Onitsha?
Hello. I can't get you very well.
I said, are you listening to us via your radio at the moment or you're using satellite? How are you listening to us?
Well, I'm meeting two people from the radio.
Thank you very much, Indonesia. Thank you very much. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Hello?
I can hear you. Go ahead. Go ahead, please. Go ahead. No, they wanted to hear their own voice. After a while, it will be clearer to them. And when he hears his voice, he'll be thinking, oh my goodness, I should have continued. And he'll try for the next 1 week and he won't get through.
Namdi Machuku.
And where are you calling from? Namdi Machuku, where are you? Where are you calling from?
Okay, I'm right now in Osisioma. Please, sir, I want to thank you so much for all you've been doing. But I'm not saying God bless you or this and that. No, 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 no. This is not the time for people praising you. I didn't want to praise you because you have a lot to do, sir. Number one, to educate our people are in ignorance. Our people, Igbo man is very, very hard-hardened, sincerely speaking. Now,
You know that we have battle to fight the hours are full and we have to fight them and the universe. But that's not the problem. To face the war is not the problem. But the so-called evil men, like men who are wicked and they are men, why? Because if you are fighting them, the people inside your house are there fighting you as well. So, sir, this is the time we have to. You have a lot of work to do there. When people are saying, yes, we congratulate you, this and that, but they are the way people congratulating you. What effort, what input can they make to make sure that we realize our land? We can't stay in blind forever. We can't stay in blind, sir. In fact, since I started, if Radio Biafra, IPO Biafra, come on air like this for a long time, like as it is now, sincerely speaking, Zoo country would have collapsed. Honestly, would have collapsed. But, sir, sincerely speaking, I want to tell you that we have a long word. Thank God that God has placed you here to inform the world, educate the world. Our people need information. What I do every day since I started listening about this is a month now, is to educate my fellow men. Tell them, some of them, they are very aggressive, but as many as will listen, and at least I started getting some of them. So, sir, you still have work to do by educating our so-called evil men. I'm listening to you, and I'll still give you vital information on what is going on. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much for that. A very sound advice, and I love it. What you said is entirely correct from A to Z. Everything you said is correct. But we have come. We are no longer. I said we are going to saturate this place. We will saturate it with the truth. Everywhere you go to will be saturation. Everywhere you go to. And the world will know how serious we are. They will come to appreciate how resolute and determined we are to get our freedom when we are free before the white man came. If I was around then, I would have rejected the Bible they brought to me. I'm telling you the truth. Because you cannot enslave me and give me something. I know there is something wrong with it. You don't. I don't need their Bible to be a good and upright person as long as you have conscience. You don't need the white man's Bible. And their New Testament is full of lies and contradiction. Lies when they try to twist the word of God. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? I have a caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, not at all. They cannot, I don't know. Skype is not working today, and I'm not surprised. It's not working because our connectivity is exceptionally poor. Very, very poor indeed. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are?
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Please, am I speaking to director?
Yes, you are. Please, your name and where you are calling us from, if you may.
Okay, my name is Prophet James Okoro.
Prophet, we welcome from you to Abba. This program. From Abba, thank you. Abba has taken over today, my goodness me. Please go ahead.
Yes. I love the way you are acting, but what I want to inform you is that our Igbos are not in United because I remember what happened during this election. Every Hausa that is in Abba, all of them went home in order to go and make sure that they got their name. But I don't know why Igbo people, they are not interested about it in Biafra. But I know through by the grace of God, what I'm seeing, they are way. I know that God is going to use you. But I want to admonish you on this particular aspect of life is that during the time of Moses and Joshua, that is exactly what happened. So I want to encourage you to take heart and take courage that God will be with you because 1990 was the day I got the revelation of this Biafra something. I saw men, big men are killing because of Biafra. When I asked, they said that because of the corruption in big men that they should not leave them. Then one man, Sonny Odegu, that is another person I heard from this thing that they say that he's the president of Biafra of them. So I now say that God let your wish be done. And I'm very surprised they began to hear about this Biafran something. So I am very, very happy. I'm very, very happy. So I want to admonish you that not everybody will agree with you. Some will not agree with you and some will be agreed with you. But I believe when you will achieve it, so that's my admonition to you. continue your effort. God will bless you in Jesus' name.
Yes, thank you very much. We want people from Onitsha. If you're listening from Onitsha, tell us what is happening at Headbridge. I don't know if this information is correct or not. That fight has broken out at Onitsha Headbridge between Awosa and Igbo people. I need to know if that is correct. If you are in Onitsha right now around Headbridge, please go and tell us, or ask your friends around Headbridge to please look out and confirm to us if there is fight going on around Headbridge or not. You were just receiving a message. Not confirmed, please. I hasten to add. It is not confirmed. It is not somebody saying, how about Newi Station? We'll be at Newi. They were more interested in going to open their shop than to look after their station. Radio Biafra was at Newi. Is that correct? They abandoned it. They couldn't even fuel the station. And then we took it away. The Newi station, relay station, is what is now in Onitsha. And Onitsha people are taking care of it. 24 hours a day, Onitsha is broadcasting. They are fueling it. How about those of you at Newi? You abandoned it and said you don't want Biafra. You want to open your shop and you want one Nigeria. And we said no to that. Very, very sad indeed. Very, very sad. Here we call a spade, and we don't care how you feel as long as we speak the truth. If you tell me the truth, I will accept it. Our brother spoke the truth a while ago. I accepted it. Even this one I spoke now. You don't need a torchlight to look for it. It's there. When somebody speaks the truth, you will know. Your radio is cracking in nowhere. Because of Okorocha, they are trying to jam our signal, but they are wasting their time because I think by this time next month, Okorocha will no longer be the governor of Imo State anyway. He will be out. Completely out of his depth, I believe. We continue. He said, I stand corrected. Director Anduche Mefo is right. Chief Mike Ajebo is listed as the chairman of Minaj Broadcast International on the website of the national. Of course, it is, yes. Obaka is the chairman of Minaj Radio. You've answered it, and I love it. Thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. Obunaya, thank you very much for that. That solves the problem. The two men are heavyweights in the company. One is actually the owner, who is Ajebo, and then Obaka is the chairman of Minaj Radio. Both people, they have done exceedingly well. They did well then. They are trailblazers. They are pioneers. That's what I love about them. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, director. Good morning. Uchendo, calling from Aba.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Let me once more thank you again for this year wonderful effort. It is not easy, at least, to gather our people. You know, some our people here is our problem. Because the people, when I keep on telling them to listen to director Nnamdi Kanu, they keep on telling me, I should go and see them, what effort have they made? Not only to open the radio, they couldn't see where they are. So I keep on telling them, the easiest way to start organizing our people is through this media. There is no any other means, because with this media, we talk when it's settled. That is, we got that this, we are blind, completely blind. So, if we keep on thanking you, telling you this or that, that means we are wasting time. It is only God alone that can reward you abundantly. So I'm using this effort again to commit you by the hand of the Almighty God to protect you. That is the most important thing. When God protects you, then we can achieve what you want to achieve. So let the Almighty God, Chukwu Abiama, protect you and your son and your wife.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much.
Somebody asked a question a short time ago about whether Jonathan is listening to Radio Biafra. It's a very important question. Because as Jonathan is now, Jonathan is shaking. Somebody that is in that condition will be shaking. I don't think he will have time to listen to Radio Biafra. Our people keep on asking you so many questions. Even on Saturday, they are planned, if only for Buhari means, what are we going to do then? After them, that Jonathan will come to Enugu and we throw it in. How can that be easy? Because now, I don't think people in Bayelsa is listening to Radio Biafra. Because our people... Our people is our problem. How are you sure that Jonathan is listening here? How are you sure that Jonathan knows our plan here in Biafra land? Because Jonathan is all kind of human being. Like people saying that his wife is more whiter than him. That is true. Are you sure that people from Niger Delta, are they interested? Are they listening to Radio Biafra? Because we are in Aba, we are interested. And we are ready because the suffering is too much. No road, no light, nothing.
But what of our brothers far away there, Niger Delta, Bayelsa, Jonathan? Are you sure he's listening? Are you sure he's aware of this race? That is the main thing. May God bless you all the time.
You see, if Jonathan isn't listening, why would they send people from the Department of, or is it Directorate of State Services, to be looking for us? If Jonathan is not listening, why will he commission the idiot that he did? You know, people are so foolish. That's why I say Igbos don't know anything. So because you have not read about our accomplishments on Yoruba papers, you don't know what we are doing. That is how to show no funny wondiaburu. Nesunaro was rikunu wondiara. You don't know anything. Is it to open a radio station? Are you not getting your news from CNN? Oh, I remember one idiot saying to us, oh, until CNN talks about Biafra, I will not believe. Your stupidity is compelling. Some of you, not all of you. It is mind-boggling, and I don't blame you. I blame the useless education system that you had to endure to pass through. So you did not know that we did 30th of May. We are the first people and the only one to date to build a memorial to our fallen heroes at Enugu. Don't you know that? That Owazurike connived with Nigerian police to come and destroy. I'm not aware of what this idiot has done. Do you think that running about with flag now, Warik and Ketara, gives you Biafra or by printing a currency or passport? People who cannot reason, you know, Akonuche. Why am I wasting my time? You are black, that is why you are poor and you're down and you're out. Without Radio Biafra, you're sunk, you're finished. Without trace. Our brother is saying, how are you sure Jonathan is listening? Oh, God. Everybody listens to Radio Biafra because we are on satellite. Are you aware of that? And do you know that with your mobile phone, you can listen to Radio Biafra, not just on CHK 97.6 or CHK 88.0. You can listen with your mobile phone by going online on the internet. We are there. Are you aware of that at all? Who doesn't listen to Radio Biafra, I ask you? Oh, this education has a long way to go. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Good morning, my director.
Good morning, your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, my name is Pascal Opegulam. I'm from Ujaba, Nigeria, but right now I'm calling you from Onitsha.
Thank you very much. Is there any fighting going on at Headbridge, or are they lying?
Right now, I'm at the port, but I'm here to call some of my friends from the Headbridge, as you know exactly what is happening right here.
Please try and call them. Go ahead. Do you have anything else to say? Go ahead.
Yeah, Director, I want to let you know that each and every day you speak on Radio Biafra, I must confess that hundreds of people's minds have been hardened and ready to shake up any vision that will make the actualization of Biafra to react into a reality. I really want you to know that the Igbos are solidly behind you, and we are working and listening to you to make sure that wherever it's possible for us to march, we do so, my director. And I would like to urge every Igbo calling to this Radio Biafra not to address our struggle as a thing. They should have that in mind. Not to say this Biafra thing. It burns my heart when people get to address Biafra as a thing. So everybody should take note. When you are speaking to Radio Biafra, and you are addressing the Biafra issue, know that you are addressing to your religion. Don't call it a thing. It burns my heart. Director, people are with you and the Biafra are listening. Keep on keeping on. The DJ is soon with us. Thank you very much, my director.
Thank you very much. They want me to command the army of Biafra to come out prematurely. I don't do things like that. I remember when they were forcing us to reveal our transmitter. I said no. No, that is not how you do things. If you cannot resist pressure, that means you cannot be a leader. It's as simple as that. The time is not right to march. When the time is right to march, we will give the command and you will see us on the streets everywhere. It will be effective. Looking for who to kidnap. if you drop your container, if you land it, you they'll collect 20,000 in the ocean. Is that freedom fighting? Is that freedom fighting, I ask you? People were hiding under the cloak of Biafra to start their own little pockets of criminal enterprise and want us to keep quiet. Do you think we are like them? You are mad. Maybe. I don't cover evil. I don't care who it is. I don't give a damn who it is. I don't cover evil. I don't condone it. If you do well, we praise you. You misbehave, we shred you. As simple as that. That is how Biafra is going to be like. The minister of finance is my brother. Oh, leave him. Oh, one day he will wish. Oh, leave him. He's our turn. The turn of Ndiakokwa is our turn. Let him develop us. You are insane. You are not well. If a relative of mine is a government official in Biafra land and they misbehave in office, I will campaign for their removal publicly and to be jailed as well. Some of you travel to America, some of you travel to Europe, you go to Germany, you go to Norway, you go to Sweden. Do you know why they became developed? They have something that black people lack. Discipline and application. Truthfulness and honesty. Without it, you can never be developed. Someone has to enforce the law. Do you know that the court of law said to Army, Nigerian Army, don't go to the polling booth? A court gave an order. Army shouldn't go to polling booth. They're everywhere inside the polling booth. Rigging, killing people and shooting. Army. The country is lawless. Some of you pretend. The problem that most of you have is that you see yourselves as human beings. If you want to be a human being, first of all, think yourself as a monkey. Then you begin to reason. You begin to question. There are some questions you need to be asking yourself every day. Why don't we have light? Why no water? Why is somebody pushing wheelbarrow and truck on the road? Why is it there is no drainage system? Everywhere is open gutter, mosquito. Why is everywhere smelling? How come you're building a house, you're facing east, my own is facing west? You don't ask yourself, because you're a baboon, monkey cable. Any day you begin to question yourself, you begin to be hard on yourself, you will realize and begin to see the light. You begin to reason properly. Very slowly, it begins to come to you. That time you make a transition from being a monkey to being a human being. Because now you can reason. Now you can master your environment. They said they have. Can you have radio? Can you do it? We are on satellite. Don't you know that? Radio, satellite, and online. Can you? We built a senate after our dead heroes. Were you able to celebrate those that died for you? We did so 30th of May last year. The reason why the world does not want to write about IPOB is because they know we are deadly and defective. They don't want the world to know that these people exist. But do you understand that simple logic? The answer is no. Because you were Toro. Going to Yoruba churches, what do you know? Why do you think you follow Yoruba pastors? Because they told you that their own is the best. He is a man of God, anointed by Lucifer. Come and join him. Do you have your own? Apart from Sun newspaper being edited by Onya Awosa, what do you have? Where is Champion newspaper? Where is Nigerian Statesman? Where is not Compass? Where is the other one? Is it Hallmark newspaper? Was run by this boy, this young man. I've forgotten his name now. All the Igbo newspapers, where are they? Ojo Carlo knows that if he puts an Igbo man as the editor of the Sun, you will not buy the Sun newspaper. That is how wicked people are. You are evil. If Ojo Carlo is to put an Igbo name as the Sun newspaper editor, you people will not buy it. That is how wicked you are. That is why he got to go and bring Onye Awosa, Onye Yoruba to front Sun newspaper for him. You hate yourselves. And I am here to remind you that you hate yourselves so that you can change. Do you know why people of Niger Delta now see us as one with them? Because we told them the truth. If you're from Ikwere, and you don't believe in Biafra is because you were raised on money stolen from abandoned property. You're a thief. They went back, they thought about it, they came out and said, oh my goodness, it's, of course it's true. Why will your father say you're not Igbo? You stole an Igbo man's property. Why would he say you are? Because if you say you are Igbo, having to steal an Igbo man's property, that means you're stealing land from somebody and the land will kill you. People think, well, I said by the time we finish with you, Biafra, we are not doing this so we can just go and get Biafra tomorrow. Oh, we are free. Like Ifajun, and now we are not going to come. No, we want to educate you to the point whereby once Biafra comes, there will be running water, there will be electricity. If anybody messes up, you impeach him. If any policeman stands on the road to collect bribe, we try them in court and we jail them to a hangar. That's why we are here. We are not here for the sake of broadcasting. We want to educate, to reorientate you. They think that the zoo should have done. They never did it. They had Radio Nigeria. They never gave people orientation. You are dealing with black people. Their reasoning capacity, before they reason very well, it takes them a very long time. A long time. That is why in Indonesia, somebody will call and carry dirty and throw it on the main road. Listen, have you ever asked yourself that question? Why? Oh, don't call us monkeys. Why will you take dirty, dirt that should be in the backyard? You're bringing it, you want to throw away refuse. You come to main road, oh my God in heaven. You are telling me not to call you a monkey. Have you lived in the village before? I grew up in the village. When you collect dirt, you throw away rubbish at the backyard, not in front, because the dirt is refuse. But you live in Aba, you live in Omuahia in Onitsha, you come to Express Road and you're throwing away refuse. Are you normal? You know, I don't ask difficult questions. Very simple. You are bringing refuse to throw out where people will see it, when people shouldn't, in actual fact, be seeing refuse. Are you a human being? Answer me. It's like cooking in the kitchen and bringing everything and dumping it in the living room. So why don't you go to your kitchen and bring out the dustbin and empty it in your living room? It's exactly the same analogy. You finish in your house, you take the rubbish, you start to travel to Express Road, Express Road, and you're a human being. You think Radio Biafra is like all this nonsense you listen to? You don't know we're educated? Don't you know that? If you want Biafran currency, go to the Ifajuna. Go and buy your Biafran currency in the other one. You've been buying Biafran currency, the Biafra come. You have printed Biafran passport, the Biafra come. People who cannot reason properly. You've been mounting flag everywhere, has Biafra come in the other. Now it's a contract of Awusa Fulani, Unandi Awusa, because you know, now with PDP, freedom fighters indeed. Why are you still following this vagabond? Because you don't reason properly. If you sit down, you ask yourself a question, why am I in this? I came to get Biafra. Am I doing something that will enable Biafra to come? The answer is no. They are lying to me. Then why would you be there? Why will you be in a place? Because you're a liar. When Awosa people came here, they impregnated our women. They impregnated all of them. At home one, you are more nonsense upon nonsense. Rubbish upon rubbish. And they're answering Nkelechi. You think he's a proper Kelechi of Igbo land. You don't know you're dealing with Onya Awosa. That's why they don't reason properly. Reason, the ability to conceptualize. Use your brain or Kukwisi. Is missing, is lacking in them. And you want me to call you a human being? You must be mad and work able until you behave like a human being or reason like one. This is Radio Biafra and not Radio Nigeria. If you want somebody who will bet you and tell you, you get away from here. You want somebody to pet you, go somewhere else to Radio Nigeria. After that, take a qualify here. You go to the main road and throw away rubbish because you're a baboon. Here we tell you the truth, the painful truth, so that you can change. And whenever you see somebody having listened to Radio Biafra is baptized with this fire of truth and redemption, you will see a difference. Intellectually, they become too advanced. And they win every debate they go into. That is why some of you will need to come into the knowledge and understanding of the mercy and grace of Chukwu Abiyama in heaven. The white man came to you and lied to you to ask you to worship another thing that is not God, and you accepted. They said, behold, old things have gone away and new things have come, which is a lie. God said, my words never change. Instead of my words never to come to pass, heaven and earth will come to pass. This is the word of the Lord of hosts. But you prefer to listen to the white man than to listen to the voice from heaven. That Chukwu Abiyama said, you will worship nothing else apart from me. The white man came and said, no, this is the cross. You worship the cross. You know, nobody knows Pharisee. Every blessed day worshiping idol. And you think I'll condone it? Is I'm not supporting your jaw? You think I'll condone evil? Because some of the majority of you are evil. Because of that, I'll become evil. You are mad. I will not do that. Never. Anything else you're praying to not Chukwu Abiyama is a sin. Arokobu. You think we are joking? You have not seen anything yet. By the time we are done, Biafra will come. Chukwu Abiyama will say, for the sake of these people, for the sake of this 100, let me protect my name. I will give them Biafra. You think Biafra is in your gift? You think if you march today, you get Biafra tomorrow morning? If the timing is not right, you don't get anything. We are mere catalysts, instruments. Chukwu Abiyama determines when Biafra comes. And it will be very, very imminent. Very, very soon. As long as we continue to keep our hands clean, our conscience very clear. As long as we are consistent, Biafra will come. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please raise your voice for us. Your name and where you are, if you may. This is Radio Biafra.
My name is Chiwobi.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Aga.
Thank you. Please go ahead and turn your system down away from your radio. Move away from your radio and speak to us, please. We are hearing you, which means the whole world is hearing you. Please go ahead.
Okay. Director.
Yes, please.
I thank you so much for what you have done for the people of Biafra.
Thank you.
And I want to use the opportunity. Yeah, you see, something I want to tell you about the election that was conducted in Abia State here. My sister was among those people that counted the election on Sunday. So, my sister actually called me and told me that APGA, the All Progressive Grand Alliance, won all the votes in the state, in the local government. But in all 17 local governments, APGA won all the votes there. So I was surprised to hear that Governor Theodore de won the election, because this is what you see in the Zulu Republic.
And nobody voted for him. Nobody voted for Theodore. I know that very well. Nobody voted for him. But he has gone and given money to the resident electoral commissioner, and they have declared him the winner. Nobody voted for Oji. Everybody, nobody voted for him. But today he's been declared the winner. Welcome to the zoo. You want evil, you will see evil. You cannot see bad thing happening and you keep quiet and you want something good to come to you. You are dreaming. You will continue to see evil every day of your life because you support the Ihojo. You people are evil. Very, very evil people. You must change. Ndibo, you must change. That is why you are getting to your urge. Isn't it? He is going to Senate. Having stolen money for years upon years upon years, he wants to go to Senate. Please continue, my dear brother. Continue.
So, sir, I want to thank you. I believe in Biafra. I will die for Biafra because I am a Biafran. My father fought in the Biafran War, and he's still alive. He used to tell me everything that happened during the Biafran War.
His line has gone off because you don't have credits. Thank you very much. Ifani Chukwu Augustine Amarako, he wanted to comment on the issue that our sister raised yesterday regarding prayer, that Israel never went to battle without prayer. Of course. But every day here we pray. When we start in the morning, we also pray in the evening. Chukwu Abiyama is central to all that we do because Biafra is our religion, the only way we get to heaven. Biafra is a religion. That is why all of you are in darkness. No direction because you don't know who you are. If you want to worship heaven, you come through to Chukwu Abiyama direct because you are his children. Direct, I said. I went to the Sistine Chapel in Rome. I wanted to observe many things and I saw the statue of David, and David was uncircumcised. I pointed it out to somebody who was there. I said, this is David. David was circumcised on the eighth day after he was born. How come there is a statue of David inside the Sistine Chapel uncircumcised? Because the people that put it there, they were uncircumcised. Don't you understand that? There are people who can't reason properly. How can you be uncircumcised and you're preaching the word of God? When God said to Abraham, you must be circumcised. You must. Isaac, Jacob, everybody was. Moses, everybody was circumcised. Everybody. Can Ezekiel, Samuel, name the prophet in the Bible. Were you circumcised? Yes. Is the Pope circumcised? The answer is no. You say you know the word of God, but you don't know anything. You know nothing. Oh, no, it is Old Testament. Has gone. Chukwu Abiyama said, my words never end. Your world will end, but my words endure it forever and ever. Mad people never have come. Continue to dabble in ignorance after this. What do you? Ignorance upon ignorance. Instead of a black person to peel away the layer of, they are adding more to it. That is why Aba was built beautifully today. Aba is a dustbin. Enugu Port Harcourt Express Road was built. Instead of it to be maintained, it's going down. Everywhere is going down. Nothing is rising up again. Why? Because of Ochichere. Darkness is in this very land. Ochichere neighbor. Our man came and told you that in Niger Delta, Igbo man is your problem. Igbo man, Niger Delta is your problem. Two of you agreed to be fighting each other, yes? Up until now, that we now know that Jonathan is our own, is our brother. Yes? Why was that possible? Because we had to tell ourselves the truth. The truth. And nothing but the truth. Because some of you don't appreciate the truth. That is why you are poor. That is why you are black. That is why you come from Africa. You don't love the truth. And that is why you love lies. That is why all your politicians are criminals. That is why no decent human being can emerge as a politician in this very zoo. Why? Because the ordinary people are evil. Very evil. That is why you're in Africa. I want a chabun. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Can you hear me? If you want the truth, I tell you. If you want lies, go somewhere else. The caller on the phone, hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, my name is Daniel Carlo. Connect to my brother.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Director, I wanted to thank you for what you are doing for we, the engineers of Biafra. We are so much happy for you.
Thank you.
And Director, what is going on in this state, this area state, is what I personally don't understand. Because the evil ones have been taken over. After DOD, really not in many years, stealing all the whole our money. You still want to come back again, you still need to come and rule us again. What is he going there to do again?
To steal.
Director, we are tired about this so-called Nigeria. What we need now is our Biafra. I've been trying the line that you gave to us since last week. What is this time? Director, the number is not going for the inquiry number. All of us have been trying it. please, you said the number is switched off, so I don't know what happened. You need to call them and tell them to switch on the number so that you can contact with them.
It will be switched on today, please. I do apologize. So it will be switched on today. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, that I still want to for you to greet my mentor. I almost like that man, but it's amazing.
Network, please. That has been the problem. But we shall work on something today. Thank you very much for that. I have missed him immensely. Even this morning I mentioned it. I want the barrister to return to me as quickly as possible. The lines are for instance, here, the two lines he could come to me via is Skype. Because of poor network, it is not working. It's not coming through. And also the universal line is here. No calls coming through there. We are only using the local number here. And that number is being flooded. It is being flooded. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please. Your name and where you are, you are not paying attention. Once you hear my voice on the phone, walk away from where you are. See, you being up, poor. Turn your system down, or switch it off. Once you hear my voice on the phone, you must do one of these three things. Walk away from where you are, reduce it drastically, or switch it off because it is interfering with our broadcast. I will keep saying it. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, good morning, sir.
Good morning, my dear brother. Please, your name and where you are.
So we should stop greeting you. That what you want is Biafra. I want to correct little thing there, sir. So we know our origin in Igbo land. We have adopted and we have adopted as a duty that whenever you see elder, first thing you do, you greet him.
That is correct.
Yeah. So this has been in our blood. Don't blame us for that. So when I see you, I say there the mama is greeting. We must greet.
Are you from Anambra? Hold on. Are you from Anambra?
From Imo State, Ore.
Have you seen any Anambra person calling somebody else dead before?
No, sir.
What do they call their senior in Anambra? Or they don't have respect in Anambra or what?
I don't know, but I'm talking about our own side.
I know we do. I know. I know former Imo State, which is Abia and all this nonsense we call them. I don't know if I boy. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So what we do? We do Greek. So please don't hold it as suggestion. It has been part of us. I cannot see you tomorrow. I think I'll be calling you director or Nnamdi Kanu. No, my culture will not permit me to do that. I must surely stay there. So please, we must surely greet. That's what I want to correct, sir.
Thank you. It's only goes to show you're showing respect and reverence. Emmanuel Akobo and the fast food and Indomie. There is something Indomie does to their brain. They lose respect. They don't know where they are again. Once they go to a fast food and have chicken that is fried, barbecue chicken, Oburagasa. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct even to Kwabiam, and heaven is bearing us witness that his word is being preached in truth and honesty without retreating and no surrender. You may not like the truth. The absolute gospel truth we preach here. You may not like it. We don't give a damn. If you do or not. But in the comfort of your own home, or in honor atamu atamu, why are you grumbling? You say, is that Radio Biafra? She will tell you. But what they're saying is the truth. Here we don't lie. Here we don't lie. I don't have time to lie. Because if I tell you the truth, you won't do anything. So why do I have to lie to you? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, good morning, sir.
Good morning. Your name and where you are, please.
My name is Abba Chidemba. I'm coming from Enugu.
Thank you very much. Chidemba from Enugu. Thank you. The world is listening. Please go ahead.
Well, the issue is that the network here is disturbed. I've been listening, but now the line just got out. I'm not able to get it. It's like it's waving out.
Yeah, it's losing because we want everybody, please. The line cut because we want everybody. If we don't have that satellite, there is a particular relay system we are looking for. It's a satellite signaling relay system. If we don't buy it from America, the lines will be cutting off. But it has come back now. I can tell you it has returned now. It has come back. I can see from my monitors here. It went off a while ago. It has come back. Please go and check again. It has come back. I can tell you that it has come back.
Okay, I will try it.
Thank you.
But all the same, I just want to say that, you know, with God, all things are possible. Even if things, it seems as if they are about to, you know, they are listening to ordinary news and saying that the election is free and all, but this is God. I don't know whether they are being bribed or they are trying to put to bring ideas, because some of us are kind of battling between states and east. Because I listened to someone that called from, he said Enugu here, he said that Enugu has sabotage or all this and that. You know, this is not the time for all these things. The issue is that let us win the battle first, instead of us fighting among ourselves.
Yes, so, of course. We are not fighting amongst ourselves. And we hold you, I said, no, we hold you. Evil must be pointed out at this point in time. Enugu people are not saboteurs, I hasten to us. They are not. Enugu people are not saboteurs. Enugu people are not.
I got confused. I was trying to call sincerely today, but the thing is not connecting. But the issue is that nobody told you what to do. You know what to have in mind. Though we are meant to speak our own mind, but you know the main thing and you know all the plans. And I want you to follow your plans. Don't allow anybody to bring ideas that are somehow wrong into your head. And I pray that God will sustain you to the end.
He said. Thank you very much for that, my sister. Thank you very much. We are live and we are direct on this radio. Somebody called me on rounds. I don't know how possible that is. My goodness me. Let us try and see if it is possible to actually take a call on rounds. Can you hear me? The person on rounds, can you hear me? Let's see. Can you hear me, please? The person on rounds, can you hear me? No, they cannot. Can you hear me? No. Kamsepa, it's not working because of network. It is not working because of the network. Let's go to the phone line, please, and see who is there. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct, and even heaven is listening. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller,
hello.
Yes, please, your name and where you are.
Hello.
For the last time, hello, because I can hear you, I can hear the voice on the background, your name and where you are.
My name is Izunanaji.
Izunanaji, turn your system down, move away from where you are. Your radio is interrupting what we are discussing here. Please give us your location. Where are you calling from? They're not paying attention, are they? These are the people that want to go to war. Your command, you see this bridge? Take it and hold it. Don't move from here. That is a very simple command. They will tell you, oh, but we held it. We didn't see any soldier here, so we moved away from it. Your instruction was to capture the bridge and hold it. Instruction is called. My goodness me. We have to keep going this way until mentally we are prepared. Tuned up for what is to come, then we engage our enemies in battle. And we will defeat them. We know what to do. Don't panic. We will defeat them. Both internal and external enemies will be crushed at the right time. Don't panic. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. There was a question I asked, was it middle of last year, that I don't have an answer to yet. All of the boys and the girls that Hausa soldiers raped and forced their way into our women, that pregnanted our women and they gave birth to, have you thought about that before? All the things that Hausa gave birth, where are they? Then you will understand what I'm saying. Anybody who is opposed to Biafra in truth and honesty, Onya was at Rime, go and check. You will see. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, good morning, Director. Good morning.
Good morning. Your name and where you are, please.
My name is Ibudike Ewuramado. I am calling from Anambra State, Mpo, precisely.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Okay, Director, I want to tell you something. You see, so many people here are so blind. So many. We the Igbos are so blind that we don't realize that we are blind. And I want to tell you that you have a lot of work to do, you in person, because many of them will call you to discourage you. They will encounter, they will attack you in so many ways to discourage you in what you are doing. But do not be discouraged, because we know that they are blind. But I thank God for you, because you are a very courageous person. You are so courageous. You see, when you talk about Biafra, hey, whoa, how am I going to do this? I have a container coming, and there's war. They don't want you to talk about Biafra, of course. They don't want you. So many of them don't want you to talk about Biafra. So many of them listen to Radio Biafra, but they listen to it in a secret place. You see? If you look at you, when you talk about Biafra, they look at you as if maybe you are mental or you are mad. You see, so that is why I want to tell you that you have a lot of work to do. I want to encourage you, because you are doing a very marvelous work. You are doing a very marvelous work. Very marvelous work. The highest enjoyment they have here is just to maybe at the end of the day, after their business, they will go to the beer parlor and drink and eat ngobi, ngongo, ishiu, and go back to their house and sleep. But they don't know that they are in darkness. They are in darkness.
Of course they are.
They are really in darkness. So I want to tell you, please don't be discouraged. Don't be discouraged. Because you need to rehabilitate them.
Yes. You
look at here. Look at here in Anambra State. So many places in Igbo land are so dirty. Dirty, you see someone from his from off here. He will pack his dustbin. They can throw it on the main road.
On the main road. In front, they'll go to the living room and throw dirty on the main road. I have never seen Jesus.
Nobody will say, why are you doing this? Why are you throwing this dirty outside? Some people will pack their dustbin along the road, they will drop it and throw on and set off the main road. They will leave it there and go. And nobody will ask, why are you doing this? Why are you considering the environment? This is very, very bad. That is why they are blind.
They are.
They are blind.
They are.
So I want to encourage you, don't be discouraged with what is happening.
No, I will never be. I will never be.
Don't be discouraged.
Where exactly are you from? You sound as if you have lived in Hausa land before or outside this very zoo. Where are you from? Because of your accent, where are you from?
I am from Imo State.
From Imo State? Oh, from Mbisa. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I'm from Mbisa.
Okay. You have not lived in Ugwawosa before, have you?
Sorry?
Have you lived in Ugwawosa before?
Yes, I have been to Lodge before.
Okay, no wonder. Thank you very much.
So thank you very much.
The network is cutting, it is cutting. We have asked for this very thing. We have asked for this very satellite for a while now. Our network is cutting. We need to disengage, please, because the network is cutting. I don't know why it's cutting like this, you see. I have no idea. The network is cutting, please. My goodness me. No, it is very, very bad indeed. Extremely bad. We can no longer continue. We can't continue. We need that equipment ASAP. This doesn't happen when we are in London. It only happens when we are here. It is cutting once again. It is cutting. Unfortunately, we have to bring this program to a premature end. I'm sure we will come back again this evening. I will have to dispense with our closing remarks and formalities, because people are not listening to my voice right now, because we are not uplinking to satellite as we should. Our transmission is not working from here due to the limitations of the infrastructure you have in this very place. Unfortunately, we have to close. From me, from here, it is good morning.